Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky together in studio in Los Angeles. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I am great today because this gives me an opportunity to do one of the things that I love to do. We get a chance to look at your mock draft. This is, what, 3.0 version?
Yeah.
And I get an opportunity to ask you some, I guess, some pressing questions. You know, hot debates.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this mock draft here. We're also going to have Jeremy Chinn, a great young safety for the Carolina Panthers, is going to join us here on the back end of that. But I do want to start out with one question, mock draft related. Do you know why we do a 0.0? I guess it's really not necessary, right? It's not like there's a 3.1 or a 3.2 or a 3.3. It's just mock draft 3.
I don't know. It just reminds me of being in high school when everyone had the Mustang GTs, the 5.0s. And so I always think about it like that. I think about being in high school.
With your ragtop down to your hair
right,
below.
Right. I mean, so I just think about the Mustang and rolling through and being on the freeway kind of cruise.
Yeah, they don't call it Rocky 3.0. Rocky 3. But I don't know. I got mock draft 3.0 is here. So we're going to jump into it. We're going to jump into it here with the first overall pick. And that is the Carolina Panthers. They launch up to number one. Got them taking Bryce Young. And I think we're on the same page here in thinking that it's going to go Stroud, Young, Stroud. You know, one of those two is going to be the first overall pick. It feels that way. I do want to push back on a little bit of the talking point here, because I'm sure you've seen this, of who has, who Frank Reich has been around, and it's the bigger quarterback. So that means he's going to take a bigger quarterback. And I believe you even pushed back on that with Fitterer, talking about how Scott Fitterer had come from Seattle, where they had Russell Wilson, who's, you know, same size here as Bryce Young. The other point I would make is it's not like Frank Reich was making those picks.
No.
He didn't pick Phillip Rivers. No. He didn't make kinda these selections. He's the coach. This is who they give you to coach. You coach him up. So to me, I think I push back a little bit of that, saying that he has a type and there's only one size quarterback he's going to favor.
No, I think when you're Frank Wright, what you want coming out of the experience that he had in Indianapolis, he wants someone who can dominate the game from the quarterback position. And in dominating the game, it's more than just being the guy who has the biggest arm or has the prototypical dimensions. It's about seeing the game the right way. It's about making plays in the clutch. It's about making the play caller right when things go awry in the middle of a play. And so, when you're Frank Reich and you understand how important it is to have that guy leading your team, yeah, he's going to look beyond just the physical dimension. He's going to look at the traits that are essential to playing the game. And we always talk about accuracy, decision-making, big-time ability in pressure moments. All of those things will factor into the situation. That's why I don't think you can write anybody's name into the equation, because you're still digging through trying to figure out which guy has all those traits.
Yeah, I'm going to take this approach this year with mock drafts, and in that you talk to guys, you get information. I always say I do mock drafts with my ears. I do your top 50 list with my eyes, and that's the way I've done it. I will say, though, this year, when there's conflicting information coming in, just kind of go with your gut and trust you know what you think. I go back to the 49ers that year. And when they made the trade, I thought, this is going to be Trey Lance. They kind of have, he gives them something different. You know, and he's been hurt. We haven't seen if that's going to work out. But in terms of who they were going to pick, that made the most sense. But then everything you hear, everybody's telling you, Mac Jones. So you end up going in that direction. And of course, they end up taking Trey Lance. So I know what's been said. And I know, people are making this connection with Frank Reich and size and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, to me, Bryce Young's the best quarterback. Bryce Young makes those X's and O's come alive off the paper with the way he plays. So that's why I had him going one.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. And I think this debate will go on up into a day or two before the draft in terms of deciding which player is the best fit for the Carolina Panthers. We'll have an opportunity to see all those guys work out at Pro Day. You can check that out this week on NFL Plus. We have Pro Day specials going over. We'll see C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and Will Levis work out this week, and then Anthony Richardson next week. But, yeah, there's plenty of work still to be done. So we'll see if Frank Wright gets his choice.
By the way, Anthony Richardson's pro day. Got a little nervous on that one. That's opening day, man. So I'm going to be able to get Anthony Richardson pro day done in the morning on the West Coast, get in the car, and watch the 2023 World Series champs kick things off here.
Down in San Diego.
Yeah, the Padres. Yeah.
See, you know what I love about this? We've been doing this for so long. It always it starts the same every year. There's all this enthusiasm. Yeah. There's all this
bravado, you might say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're bat flipping in April. Yeah. But then come October, like it's always quiet over there. It's always quiet on your Twitter handle and stuff like that.
Know.
And because
not this last year it wasn't. Not because this last year.
You live it out. You live it out in real time via Twitter, and everyone can see the struggles. I just hope the best for you this year, because if they can't do it this year, I don't know if they ever do it.
Now, if I remember correctly, when that series ended with your Dodgers, I think we were handing out plane tickets on the way out. Just, hey, you guys have a nice vacation. Get going.
But it didn't
have a nice time.
But it didn't result in anything.
No.
It didn't result in a ring.
It did not. That's why that happens this year. That's why it happens this year. So Stroud to the Texans. They're going to get Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. I don't think there's a trade up there. I know people have said, Carolina went up to one and maybe they could slip. They're not going to get cute. You don't get cute when you're the Carolina Panthers. That means Houston's going to stick and pick and know that they're going to get Young or Stroud.
Yeah, and I think so. And if you're Houston, you have to be comfortable taking both guys. You're putting in the Kyle Shanahan offense. Both of these guys can execute that offense, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. You just sit and pick. Whoever the Panthers elect to bypass, we'll take them. They'll be our franchise quarterback. We'll figure out a way to get it right.
Yeah, and I like C.J. Stroud a lot. Again, the other thing I push back on mock drafts and on player rankings is if you like one player, you must hate the other. No, they're both good. They're both really good players. Arizona, I think this could be a trade. I don't do trades in mock drafts, but I had them taking Will Anderson. I think Will Anderson's going to benefit from a couple things. Obviously, what's taking place with Jalen Carter. At least that situation has been resolved with him. But I still think it impacts where he goes in the draft. And I would say, gosh, if we could have seen Tyree Wilson move around at the combine, I think he would have created all kind of buzz, and maybe he ends up leapfrogging Will Anderson. Couldn't do that. I think Will Anderson, as we always say, Buck, double off the wall.
Right off the wall. You stand up double. You don't have to worry about it. You know exactly what he is as a player. You also know the football character checks off very, very well. And so I like him at number three. The Arizona Cardinals need players, they need passers, so it makes sense.
All right, we get to four. Anthony Richardson. That was a choice between Levis and Richardson. And again, I don't have a great feel on what they'll do there between those two guys. It's a coin flip to me. I just thought Richardson, with the upside that he possesses and just the unbelievable athletic ability to go along with, you know, the same arm strength that Will Levis has, Richardson has that plus a little bit more. He's a more dynamic runner. So selfishly, I want to see that Colts offense, what it would look like with Jonathan Taylor in the backfield, mm-hmm. with Anthony Richardson. We're going to run some zone read. Have fun if you're the unblocked defensive end.
You know, the only thing I'll say about Anthony Richardson going to the Colts, if you're a Colts fan, you're talking about being drastically different than any kind of quarterback that you've seen. You've had years of Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
You just finished off with Matt Ryan. This is unlike anything that you've seen at the position for the last 20 to 25 years. It'll take a little time to adjust to Anthony Richardson and his style of play coming to Indianapolis, but it would be a lot of fun to pair him with Jonathan Taylor.
No doubt. Jalen Carter just feels like a Pete Carroll, you know, dream fit.
I mean,
with Seattle.
I mean, why not? Because they take players and they believe in their plan and
they believe in their culture too.
Yeah, I mean, so they believe that they have the right spot for Jalen Carter to maybe come in there and flourish. And from a fit standpoint, he fits how they want to play on defense. They need to get better against the run. They also need someone who may have some pass rush potential on the inside. Jalen Carter would be – they would run the card up, in my estimation, if he's there and available at five.
All right, we've got Devin Witherspoon, corner, going to the Lions at six. Tyree Wilson, you know, the fact that they have Garoppolo now, I thought, look, they could still take a quarterback. They could still trade up and take a quarterback.
It opens up the board for him.
Different scenario. I want to kind of create a little different scenario, and let's play the game where one of these quarterbacks slides and see what that looks like. So Adam taking Tyree Wilson, edge rusher out of Texas Tech. We get to eight, Christian Gonzalez. I mean, I feel pretty good about the fact that Gonzalez and Witherspoon, I think both those guys end up going in the top 10 in whatever order they come off the board.
Both guys are terrific cover corners. And the difference to me is just the physicality, even though it's funny when you look at Witherspoon, he's 181 pounds. So you talk about how light he is.
He's feisty. Man,
he is feisty. He sticks his nose in there. He's not afraid of the contact. He delivers the smoke when it's required. And when you look at his skills, perhaps maybe the best combination of footwork, quickness, turn, transition, and ball skills that you'll find. And I can throw as many superlatives out there for Christian Gonzalez because he is terrific playing in space, playing off the ball, making plays. The only thing to me to decide, in fact, is the physicality, tackling. I won't say toughness, but some of that comes into play when you look at Detroit's pick at six. That would be Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah, Witherspoon's like a cobra, man. Like, he just kind of strikes, he coils up, and then he goes, man. He is fun to watch. What a really fun player to watch play. The Bears, I love this for them. They get to nine. They get Skoronski, who can play right tackle if you needed him to slide inside at any point in time. Wherever your need is, wherever your fit is, he's better than what they have at right tackle right now. So I'd plug him in at right tackle and off we go. But he could play, I think he's literally a five position guy. He could play anywhere you want along the offensive line.
And the good thing, all he has to do is drive across town.
Like, he doesn't have to short trip.
Take a gas, get him up there. It makes it easy for everybody involved.
Yeah, easy expense report there. Lucas Van Ness, the Philadelphia Eagles. I know, I do this with all these mock drafts. I want him to take Bijan Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in the building as I once was, I would lobby for it.
Yeah,
I would be pushing. I'd be pushing for it.
That would be your pick.
And they would say, we don't do that.
We don't take running backs in the top 10. We don't take running backs in the first round. That said, they've always loaded up on pass rushers and pass protectors. And Lucas Van Ness, people will look at the combine and think that he is a workout warrior, but he's more than that. A couple of things that play in his favor. Outstanding energy, relentless pursuer off the edges, has some versatility to go inside and outside, which makes him valuable, particularly when you think about a NASCAR package where you put your four best pass rushers on the field. And just the worker bee fits the culture. You put him behind those guys that have had, like, it works. And you still may have the luxury of doing what you did last year with Jordan Davis, a mini redshirt year. So he can develop kind of on the practice field, get ready to take on a bigger role, but he doesn't have to take the bigger role right now.
They can roll guys through. And again, they bring back Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. Those are both one-year deals. That's going to probably be it for both those veterans. So even though they have some good young pieces, Hassan Reddick's not going anywhere. Their commitment to him and what he's done. You mentioned Jordan Davis. There's some nice pieces. You look at Sweat on the opposite side. He can rush. They don't believe you can have too many rushers there in Philly. All right, let's rip through 11 through 15. I'll give you the names here, Buck, and then maybe pick out a couple that interest you. I've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He goes to the Tennessee Titans at 11, first receiver off the board. The Texans take Miles Murphy out of Clemson, edge rusher. The Jets, I'll explain that one in a minute, but they go Nolan Smith, edge rusher from Georgia. New England Patriots, Bijan Robinson. That's where his fall ends right there. One of the top players in the draft, running back out of Texas. And then 15, Paris Johnson to the Green Bay Packers.
Man, interesting pick. So let's go right to it. Nolan Smith going to the New York Jets, who should potentially have Aaron Rodgers in place. What are we thinking with the Nolan Smith pick?
Well, I'll tell you this. The fact that Mekhi Becton has got himself in unbelievable shape. I've seen some recent pictures of him. He's lost a ton of weight. He looks great. If they can get him back on the field and healthy, that is a big thing. Max Mitchell, who did some good things when he was on the field last year before he got hurt as a rookie, I think he gives you a starting caliber right tackle as well. You look at Dwayne Brown is still on this roster, even though he's older. You've got three guys. I think, you know, everybody's kind of looking at them as taking a tackle, and that very well could happen. But I don't think it's one of those things where you're like, man, if we have a higher grade on an edge rusher, we're going to bypass him and take a tackle. I don't think that's the case. So Nolan Smith, again, you look at their defensive front, people say, we have so much depth there. Yeah, Bryce Huff is a restricted free agent right now, so he's not going to be there a lot longer. They're not going to be able to pay him. He'll get a bunch of money. Carl Lawson is a potential salary cap casualty. So even though you have Jermaine Johnson, and you know obviously what they have inside with Quinnen, and they've got a lot of guys, I still think that there's reason to take a premier guy if you think he's a premier guy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with taking premier guys. You can't take enough. Have enough pass rushers and blue chip players on a front line. Defensive league, thinking about chasing that division, you look at the Dolphins offense, the Buffalo Bills offense, and now the remade Patriots. You're the Jets. You still have to keep stacking strength on defense side of the ball.
All right, let's get through. I'll get you through a couple more here. We'll get to 20, then we'll take a break. Commanders, Dalton Kincaid, and you've got a great comp on that we discussed previously. The Steelers get Broderick Jones, the big tackle from Georgia, as they continue to remake their offensive line. The Lions get Kalijah Kancey. Interesting connection there with that pick. Tampa Bay gets Will Levis. That's where the slide ends. Touch on that here in a moment. And then 20, Seattle with their second first-round pick gets Jordan Addison from USC, wide receiver.
Yeah, really interesting. These five picks, we talked about Dalton Kincaid. I liken him to Chris Cooley. Reminds me of Chris Cooley in terms of how he moves around and makes plays. It's interesting because Chris Cooley went to Utah State. He goes to Utah. So we're talking about the same thing. Big-time H-back. But the pick for me that stands out when I look at this list, Kalijah Kancey, going to the Detroit Lions. He was the star of the combine because of the athleticism that he displayed running, blazing that time in the 40. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays in the shadow of Aaron Donald because he's a shorter defensive tackle. And so there's some similarities there. But why Kalijah Kancey going to the Detroit Lions?
Lions general manager Brad Holmes. Where was Brad Holmes before he was in Detroit?
Oh, he might have been with the L.A. Rams.
He was with the L.A. Rams with Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald plays for the Rams. So we got baby Aaron Donald going to see. Oh, okay.
In that role. And again, I make a point of saying this. He's not Aaron Donald. Nobody's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's a one of one. He's a unicorn. But this is somebody that can play that role for them. And when you have what they have with James Houston, what he did as a rookie last year. Yeah. On the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson, who had a phenomenal rookie year, you got those two young guys, and now we're going to put one in the middle that can really go. We're talking about dude who's in the 4.6s. He tested like Aaron Donald. Now, he's not as long, and he's not as powerful as Aaron Donald, but in terms of being able to get on a shoulder and get up the field, Kalijah Kancey would be fun. That Detroit team, we'll see what they do in this draft, but there's the offense has already got a lot going for it. I think now, man, you could get this defense really gassed up.
You're talking about gassed up. They've already remade their entire secondary, the guys that they brought over. You know, Cam Sutton, you talk about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson coming over. But now up front, you're able to get some help and young help because, remember, Aiden Hutchinson, James Houston, they're rookies. They'll be second-year players. You go get a guy like Kalijah Kancey. Now you're talking about a young core growing together. And he's not Aaron Donald, but, man, he flashes. When you watch the tape, he wears people out with his first-step quickness, snap count anticipation, the way that he works on edges. He could be a handful. Particularly, I just see them on third down with Houston and Hutchinson and Kancey just running around making plays. It could certainly work in Detroit.
And to put that Detroit thing, to put a bow on it, also Malcolm Rodriguez, linebacker, who's a really good player.
Rodrigo!
Yes, there you go. Kirby Joseph, safety out of Illinois. Now, I got them taking his teammate from Illinois in Devin Witherspoon, and we didn't touch on that one much at the top, but I want to hit you on this. A.G. Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator. You think he might look at Devin Witherspoon and say, hey, that guy kind of looks familiar. Oh, yeah, he looks like the guy. Look at the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, and he does a great job with those guys. He does a great job with the young defensive backs. They want to be pretty simple in what they do. They want to lock up and play man-to-man. Well, the only way that you can play man-to-man, you got to be able to generate pressure so you don't always have to blitz with it. If they're able to do that by fortifying the front line and up in the ante when it comes to the talent and the personnel in the back end, they have a shot to play the style he wants to play.
Yeah, and then Will Levis, again, I don't do trades in this thing. If he started to slide, I think a team – you know, like Tampa, there's another team that I have taken a quarterback we'll get to after the break here in a minute. I think one of these teams would go up and get him. I don't think he makes it to 19, but I did want to identify Tampa as a team to keep an eye on as a quarterback team, even though they go out and get Baker Mayfield. I know they have Kyle Trask. To me, Will Levis, ability-wise, gives them a little something different and a little more to work with there. So I would not sleep on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the quarterback market, even after signing Baker Mayfield. All right, Buck, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get 21 through 31, and then we'll get to our conversation with one of the bright young safeties in the NFL, Jeremy Chinn of the Carolina Panthers. We'll get to that right after this. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Buck, let's go 21 through 25 here. Zay Flowers, wide receiver, BC. He goes to the Chargers. Joey Porter Jr., that one is, I'll be honest, I just having fun with that one. Letting him slide down to the board to go to the Baltimore Ravens. Think about his dad and all those epic battles from the Steelers and the Ravens. Him going to the Ravens would just be too much fun. Hendon Hooker, the fifth quarterback, going 23 to the Minnesota Vikings. The Jags take Deontay Banks. Corner out of Maryland. We've talked about your Jags needing some more juice there in the back end. Banks would give them that. And then 25, the Giants, after they've added some skill in the offseason here in free agency, they've added some speed. You look at Darren Waller coming in there, Paris Campbell coming in there. Now you get a chance to really fortify that offensive line. They've got the tackles taken care of with two young studs. Now you throw Joe Tippmann at center and let those three guys protect Daniel Jones going forward.
Yeah, interesting, these picks. One, Zay Flowers going to the Chargers. I just think about how many playmakers they already have on the offense. You're adding another one. And he is unlike anything that they currently have on the roster. We talked about building your wide receiver core like a basketball team where you have individual traits that allow you to have complements that are working together. That works for me. You already alluded to the Baltimore Ravens and Joey Porter. But how about Hendon Hooker going to the Minnesota Vikings? Kirk Cousins in the last year of his contract. Hooker potentially having the red shirt coming off that ACL injury. Kevin O'Connell, quarterback developer. It makes a lot of sense on the surface in terms of Hooker going to Minnesota.
And talking to teams, Hooker was outstanding in the combine interviews. It was very impressive. Now we'll see what visits he ends up taking. It's a good thing to monitor those top 30 visits, see where he ends up going. His teams want to do more work on him. Who shows up to work him out privately or to visit with him privately, I should say, coming off of this injury, just spending more time with him. I just know the tape's really good. And I know the Minnesota Vikings have spent a lot of time on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Kirk Cousins and his contract situation. I think that they're a team to keep an eye on, especially if it's not Hendon Hooker here. If it's Levis or if it's Richardson, if one of these guys starts to drift a little bit, they might be the team I would keep an eye on more than any other as a team that could get a little jumpy and say, let's go get one of these guys.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you can never go wrong taking the best available player. And so if you see the best player kind of sliding, you have an opportunity to get him. Yes, that becomes your spot. You become the parachute to save him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's finish this thing off here. So I mentioned Tippmann there to the Giants. We get to the next pick here. We get to... Where is pick 26 on here? Did I disappear, Buck?
Oh, okay. So we have Smith for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there we go. Mazi Smith. Yeah, Mazi he got Smith cut off on my printout here. Mazi Smith is a name, Bruce Feldman, our buddy at Fox Sports, had put him as number one on his freaks list, which is an unbelievable article. Everybody in the NFL reads this thing by Bruce, and he goes through and he compiles a list of all the athletic freaks, and they ranks them across the country after talking to strength coaches. And Mazi Smith, his combination of size, speed, and athleticism was off the charts. Didn't get a chance to see him do everything at the combine. He wasn't fully healthy. But this is a Dallas Cowboys team adding somebody that is a dominant run defender right now who has upside as a pass rusher. When you watch him, you'll see him beat blocks. He didn't have the production. Mm-hmm. He's more disruptor than a productive guy at this point in time. But I think he's a name be aware of. He could go off the board here.
He is a name. He's a heavy-handed player at the point of attack. And you may not need him to be a guy that gets out the pass because you have others. Let's leave the pass rushing and the sacks to Michael Parsons. Let him get loose. But this guy will control it at the point of attack. He'll allow those linebackers, second-level defenders to run and chase freely. You're right. You said in the piece, his best football is ahead of him. If the Cowboys take him at 26, they're banking on the long-term potential.
All right, let's follow it up here with Buffalo at 27. Had them taking Quentin Johnson, wide receiver. That might be a surprise to some out of TCU. It was interesting. When I looked at looking at the numbers, Gabe Davis has been a good player, but I don't know if he's taken that next step to be the true Robin to the Batman there and Stephon Diggs. So I don't sleep on them trying to add more firepower. And again, it's like the Mahomes effect here with these teams in the AFC. You saw I had the Chargers taking Zay Flowers. I've got the Bills taking Quentin Johnston. It's gotten to the point where these teams have said, you know what? I don't think no matter how many guys we had on defense, we can stop Kansas City.
No.
So forget that. Let's just try and load up with as many weapons as we can and see if we can't win a shootout.
And it may be that case because the AFC is loaded. You have to have weapons. You have to have playmakers. And you can never have enough firepower when it comes to winning the shootout. We saw in the Super Bowl. I mean, they were down and out. Didn't know if they could bring it back in. They get high, Pat Mahomes gets high, leads them back. And so you always have to be able to continue to put points on the board when you're dealing with Kansas City Chiefs.
Cincinnati Bengals, 28. Darnell Wright, he's a plug-and-play right tackle. You've got Orlando Brown Jr. He's only 26 years old. You let him and Wright just man those bookends for the foreseeable future. Jonah Williams already asked for his trade. You know, he knows. He only wants to play left tackle. So he ain't playing left tackle after they just signed Orlando Brown Jr. So he's asked to be traded. This selection of Darnell Wright, that locks it down here with your two tackles. Mm-hmm. And then it allows you to make that move there with Jonah Williams. I've got Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame. He goes to the Saints. Give Derek Carr a nice security blanket there in the middle of the field to compliment Chris Olave. Excited to see what Michael Thomas looks like coming back this year. Felix Anadike Uzama, one of my mm-hmm. favorite players. That's a double up there for the Eagles in pass rushers. Yep. So they get two of them. He's going to stay outside, whereas you look at what they did with their first pick. You get somebody in Van Ness who's inside, outside. This is going to be a pure edge rusher, and they can grow together. And then Will McDonald, KC, they lose Frank Clark. Add another young pass rusher there to add to last year's first-round pick in George Karloftis.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs continue to add to it. And so you think about McDonald joining with Karloftis. And the way that they play at the point of attack, they've been able to move on from Frank Clark, continue to add pieces to that. And because the quarterback is so good, they're always in it. And the way that you have to look at building their team, you know, going in, if you're a defensive coordinator, we're probably going to play with the lead. So my job is just to close the game out. I can close the game out with pass rushers and cover guys. And so the Kansas City Chiefs' emphasis on pass rushers and playmakers in the backfield certainly is sensible.
No doubt. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jeremy Chin, one of our favorite guys to talk to in the NFL. Also, I believe Nabil, his favorite non-Packer player in the NFL, producer Nabil's favorite. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to Panthers stud Jeremy Chin. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Jeremy, appreciate you taking some time, man. It's great to see you again. First question, I guess, would be, we're kind of getting towards the draft. What do you remember about this period when you were coming into the draft, and how different is an off season as you're preparing for the draft versus now you're established, you're in the league and in the off season that you have now?
Yeah, I think the big thing as a player coming into the draft, once you get to this point, you know, you finish your pro day for the most part, you know, the combine's over with, Senior Bowl's over with. So, you know, your process is pretty much over with. Now you can kind of sit back and just kind of see how things play out. I didn't have the 30 visits, you know, coming into COVID year. So I'm sure that's a little bit different. But, you know, for me at this point in time, it was, I did everything I could. So whatever happens from here, you know, I'm comfortable with it. But coming out, you know, having a couple years under my belt and, you know, not having to worry about the draft process, you can just focus on training and, you know, not have to do all the interviews and stuff like that. You're kind of, you know, your teams know who you are, you know, your coaches know who you are. So that's a good feeling.
Jeremy, what was the biggest adjustment from college to the pros for you?
Probably the biggest adjustment is, you know, the freedom that you have. You know, you don't have anybody, you know, making sure you had off-season workouts, doing this and that. You really got to take accountability and be a professional. So that's the biggest thing. You know, you're just not having that, you know, off-season program, that, you know, winter workouts and that type of stuff. You really, you know, got to do it on your own and find what works for you.
One of the things you're going to have this fall, there are going to be some new pieces there, including the number one overall pick, which we'll get to your thoughts on that in just a second. But new head coach, Frank Reich, I know it's a small league. It's a tight fraternity. You guys know players on different teams. What was the feedback you got in talking to buddies around the league on your new coach?
Yeah, everybody I talked to loves him. They say he's a player's coach. You know, obviously he played in the league. He actually played for the Panthers, you know, back in the 90s. So he's a player's coach. Everybody seems to, you know, have great things to say about him. I've sat down and talked to him and, you know, I've gotten the same thing from him that they've said. So, you know, it's someone I'm excited to work with for sure.
You know, and thinking about being excited, you guys on defense have a lot of young pieces. What do you think are some of the things that you guys can do to get over the top next season?
Just get over the hump is what you're saying. You know, we got to take the ball away. That's our biggest thing right now. We got to find ways to take the ball and, you know, get the ball back to our offense. I think once we make that adjustment and make that jump, then we'll be special moving forward.
One of the things I know about you from getting a chance to visit with you in the past, I know how much you love ball. You're kind of a football junkie. We have a great time visiting with you. I'm curious, once you saw the trade was made and you guys are going to have the first overall pick, I need to know if Jeremy Chen's doing some YouTube scouting. Have you started doing some YouTube scouting on this quarterback class and seeing who might be running the show here for the Panthers?
No, I actually haven't. I haven't done too much, you know, watching the quarterback. So I feel like whoever they end up taking, I know is going to be the right decision. You know, I trust the guys that make those decisions and Scott and Dan and Coach Wright. So, you know, I know they'll make the right decision.
Is there anybody on the team you think that would have the courage to go upstairs at one of your teammates and might be like, hey, man, this is the dude. Lord, what are we doing here? This is the guy. We got the first pick. Let's take him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Shaq is one of those guys who go up there. I mean, I'm not sure if he feels a certain way about a guy right now, but I know if he did, he would definitely say something about it.
I love it.
Okay, so you've been around the league for a little bit, but we can ask you this about quarterbacks just in general. In your experience, when you've been on the other side, what separates the good quarterbacks from the great quarterbacks?
I would say just decision making. I mean, there's guys who, you know, I'll go with Tom Brady. The way he gets the ball out of his hand so fast, you know, he knows where he wants to go with the ball. If we're in cover two, like, he knows where he wants to go with it, cover four. So I think when we play guys like that, we just want to switch up the picture so much and just kind of, you know, confuse them as much as we can and just give them different things to look at. So definitely decision-making, just knowing, you know, where he wants to go with the ball in certain situations.
We've had a chance to ask you this question before about your versatility, and one of the things we loved about you coming through the draft process was somebody that could play so many different positions and do different things on a weekly basis. But I don't know that we've ever asked you, now that you've been in the league, what it's like when you see somebody on the other side. You know, we reference guys like Debo Samuel all the time, you know, that line up in different places and you're trying to get personnel groupings and get lined up. How much of a challenge is it for you on this side when you have some of those positionless players on the other side?
I would say it's probably a similar approach, you know, from an offense, you know, defensively, you know, a guy who moves around, it's kind of a focus. You know, if you see a guy closer to the line of scrimmage, all right, he may blitz from there, or you see a guy, you know, deeper, You know, he can play different roles in the defense. I think it's the same way for offense. When you have a guy like Deebo, he can run the ball. He could also go catch the ball. You know, it's a weapon. And it's definitely something that you have to have in your game plan.
You know, and thinking about the safety position, I've always felt like safeties were undervalued in terms of people understanding the importance that they bring to the team. When you think about prototypical safeties, what does a great safety bring to a defense?
I would say communication is a big thing. Leadership, getting everybody on the same page, everybody playing the same defense. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes, you know, from the screen or whatever, we can't really hear what's going on the football field. You see a guy bust a play, but maybe it's because of lack of communication, or maybe they think they have a safety over top or things like that. So communication is a big part. And really just, you know, being a safety blanket, knocking guys down and keeping people at the end zone.
One of the things that I love about you, I connect with you on, is the fact you came from Southern Illinois. As somebody who played at Appalachian State, we can relate to one another. Bucky's one of these, you know, he's one of these white collar guys who played in North Carolina, you know, name brand program. Yeah. You know, there's just a toughness that comes when you come out of Southern Illinois. What has it been like getting a chance to be in a locker room? I know guys are always having fun with where you went to school and things like that, but what's been that aspect like coming from Southern Illinois and jumping in there in the NFL?
It's funny you say that, because like on Saturdays you'll hear guys like, oh, you know, Ole Miss got Alabama this week, like who you got? And I'm just like, I mean, that's how you would beat all those guys, man. Like,
thank
we
you
played Ole Miss.
Yes.
We played Ole Miss. That was, I had a big game against Ole Miss. That's one of the games that really put me on the radar. So just trying to tell those guys, like, look, man, it's not as different as you may think it is.
An unrelated question: you surprised North Carolina didn't make the basketball tournament this year, huh? That was a shocker.
It's baseball season.
I'm just
taking shots at Bucky through you, Jeremy. I'm just lobbing grenades right through you and then trying to hit Bucky on the way on the way by. Season.
That's all right. I'm here for it.
Jeremy, one thing, because as scouts, we're always curious. You talk about guys that come from unheralded programs. If you were scouting, had to put on your scouting hat, and you had to go to a small school, what would be the one ingredient that you would look for in a player that comes out of an unheralded school?
I feel like when you come from a small school, you know, even when I go back and talk to the guys, you know, at my old school now and seeing guys trying to come out, I was like, you have to check every box, because, you know, if you don't, they're just going to look right past you. And, you know, every chance that you get when you play those big schools, you play a FBS school and things like that, you know, those are our Super Bowl, because that's when we have the most eyes. So take advantage of all those things. See how they play in the big games against good competition. And as far as, you know, athletically, have to check those boxes. But, I mean, I feel like you can't leave anything, you know, unchecked coming from a small school.
Last one for me, Jeremy. I appreciate you giving us some time, man. It's not often you see teams that end up with the first overall pick that have playoff aspirations. But when you look at where you guys are right now and all the change within this division, I mean, you personally and collectively as a group, when you talk to your teammates, is there a feeling like, hey, this is all out there for you guys, and it's all out there for you guys starting right now, starting this year?
Yeah, I think about it daily, and it's a conversation that I have with my teammates a lot, and I feel like everything's in front of us. You know, we have the number one pick. We've got guys to surround them. We've got guys on defense that, you know, are ready. We play together. We're ready to win together. I think, you know, the sky's the limit for us, and I'm super excited.
I appreciate it, man. It's been great to catch up with you. Hopefully we get a chance to do that again soon. Enjoy the remainder of the offseason. We look forward to watching you on the field here this fall. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, Buck, it's awesome to catch up with Jeremy Chinn. Always enjoyed that visit, and someone that has a bright, bright future in this league.
Absolutely has a bright future. You can just hear him talk about the game of football and how he understands. It's not a surprise or a coincidence that he's been able to be a top player immediately in the league. Now you have a changeover. Maybe they get that offense going. Defense can play at a high level. We may have a Carolina Panthers team that knocks on the door of a postseason.
Yeah, that division is wide open. We'll see who ends up winning it. It's going to be fun. This was fun, man. You're on the hook next week. Your mock draft, your next one's coming out. When is the update to the top fives coming?
The update to the top five comes out by Thursday.
Okay.
And what I need from all of our listeners, I need our listeners to go to @movethesticks.
Oh, here we go.
After you read his mock draft. Yeah. And just leave a couple comments, a couple mentions, because how you react to his mock draft, DJ's mock draft, will certainly have a positive impact on how I go about compiling my mock draft. So I need that feedback. Feedback is essential. I need that. It feeds my soul.
I will say this. There's a tab on Twitter where you can look at replies, and it's just from blue checks, right? Mm. So usually the verified criticism is not as nasty.
That is.
You get the Gen Pop criticism can be a little more vulgar, yeah, a little more intense. Yeah. But now since they changed this thing up where you can buy your check mark, oh, yeah, a blue check mark doesn't mean anything.
No.
Oh,
no,
it can
no,
get no. nasty now.
Yeah, layers of security have been removed. And so we will see. And so you will be a good little litmus test for me to see what it looks like.
Come on in. I enjoy the comments. Good stuff, man. Anything else you want to add before we jump out of here?
Top fives mock draft. Oh, be sure to catch Mock Draft Live. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Not only we talked about it on the podcast, but now we give you a visual on NFL Network. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. And they might re-air it sometime later on the weekend.
I don't know that for sure.
But NFL Plus, if you don't have it, get it, because that's where you're going to get all your pro day coverage for us. Rhett's joining us, right?
Yeah, PBU's joining us.
Yep.
We have three in a row. So we have C.J. Stroud on Wednesday, Bryce Young on Thursday, and then we have Will Levis on Friday, NFL Plus.
There you go. Check it out. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much for hanging with us. We'll catch you next time right here on Nabil's favorite activity of the day, the sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.